Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself podcast. Listen, I am your host, John M. Singletary, Sr. Listen, I got to put that senior in there because I got my junior, a.k.a. LJ. It's my co-pilot. It's who I do it for. And on a rainy day like this, we just chilling. But I'm back with part two of the Building Blocks of Trust. Yesterday, we talked about care. And today's building block is competence. Competence. Yes, you've got to be competent to build trust. Now, I can imagine that this is pretty easily understood in a professional setting or an organizational setting. But what is competence in the interpersonal realm? Well, first off, let's just talk about how a leader must be competent. The leader must know what they can and cannot do, what they're capable of, what they're not capable of. They have to have the ability to lead their teams, to communicate to their teams, to position their teams correctly, and to be able to instill that trust by being able to exhibit and display job performance and experience that is pertinent to the situation that they find themselves in. And that's how you judge the competence of a leader, that they're able to take all of these elements and use them in a way that benefits the team. But when we talk about competence in interpersonal relationships, there's a responsibility. Because sometimes, as friends, we can be incompetent. And a lot of times, incompetence comes from recognizing what is needed in a relationship, speaking on it, but not doing it. And it's an issue of competence when, you know, sometimes we talk a good game, but we're not able to back it up because we don't really know what that looks like. You know, we could go deep dive and talk about a variety of different things that you might experience through your life that might handicap and inhibit your ability to be competent in your relationships, your friendships, your associateships, your colleagueships, you know, all your ships. But competence is when you can show up how you know you should show up. You can show up based on a mutually presumed course of action. Competence is when you do the things that you know are important to a relationship. So you got to care, you got to be competent. And tomorrow we'll go on to building block number three.